Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words. Gospel of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The first reading for the Revelation is simple, saying that John, in his vision, asked to swallow the book into his mouth. Then is saying, in the beginning, it might taste bitter in the stomach, but coming out from his mouth is sweet. It's a kind of symbolic thing that when we leave the Word of God, we have to make an effort to die for ourselves. But believing the true love, then we can witness the presence of God, because God is love. It's so true. If we want to live the Word of God, we have to die of ourselves. It's not easy. The egoism is there. Because to love like Jesus is to love unconditionally, always love, nothing else. In other words, you have to die of ourselves. That's exactly what St. Paul says. You have to put out our old selves and put on the new self. The old self is egoism. The new self is unconditional love. But Jesus gave us his word. Maybe at times it's bitter, but it's sweet. Because whenever we love, we have the peace of God. We witness the presence of God. That's the sweetness. The bitter way is we have to die of ourselves, our egoism. It's not always easy, but to us, we can ask Jesus to help us to live every day as a new day, learning, loving all people as Jesus loved them. Forgive people, bless people, and then when we do the will of God, we will have true peace. We have a sweetness of heart because God is present there. So let's pray for one another that today, no matter what we do, just tell Jesus, we want to love the people just the way he would have loved them.